All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Priswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 9 of our 25 Clients in 25 Days program. Today's topic is all about the often heard, almost universal excuse, if you will, I can't afford it, and our relationship with that statement as healers, as coaches, as intuitives, as people who provide a service, it is the universal number one objection. I can't afford it. I don't have the money. It's just not in my budget. All right, everybody, let's call in our guides and call in our angels. Let's call in the divine. We say thank you for this opportunity to clear out beliefs and thoughts that we have that are in the way of creating the business that we want, the business that our hearts call us to create. We know that we have everything within us to be able to create that. And we access it now. We access it now. And we say thank you. Thank you for the guidance, for the direction, for the assistance. We are grateful, and so it is. Start tapping. Even though I get people in who have some challenges with their commitment, have challenges with their commitment to themselves, to their health, their emotional health, to their business, to their relationships, to their connection with the divine. And they aren't sure that they want to put the money there. They aren't sure that that's where their value is. I get people who tell me I don't have the money for that. And I know that what they're actually saying is, I don't know that I value it enough, either yet or at all. And I have a tendency to go into judgment when I hear that, judgment of myself or judgment of them. I can go into judgment if they don't have money. Okay, fine, see ya. So let the door hit you on the way out. I can go into judgment of me. I guess my prices are too high. Or I can go into judgment of me thinking I shouldn't be offering. I'd just rather do it for free because that's just easier. And I'm willing to shift this experience. I'm willing to shift this belief of myself. I'm willing to look at it and say, is this serving me? Is it really serving me to have this? I'm willing to look and see if I wish to keep this pattern in place. I'm willing to consider that maybe, just maybe, it's not serving me at all. I don't have to convince someone to work with me. I don't have to beat them over the head. But what I do, what I'm truly doing, is supporting them in getting clear. I don't want to coerce someone. That's not my style. That's not what I want. Rather, I want them to let go of the fears that they have about saying yes to themselves if this is the right next step. It is on me to support them in doing that because they're in front of me. It is on me to help them understand the value of saying yes. It is on me to help them understand the value of the work that we will do together so that they truly get that transformation they are seeking. even though I'd rather blink away when the money conversation comes up because of my own fears of being responsible, my own fears of being a leader, my own fears of standing in my power, I'm willing to change this. I'm willing to see this differently. I'm willing to open myself up to a very different reality when it comes to creating clients, asking for money, asking for them to work with me, asking for them to get clear with themselves about what their values are and what they truly want. I am willing to take that stand for them because I'm willing to take that stand for me and do it in a loving way. Do it in an empowering way. Do it in a way that serves them, not manipulates. My job is to support them in becoming more of who they want to be. And if I become a weenie, how can I do that? I'm not serving them. I'm just playing small. And I am unwilling to play small any longer with myself or with my prospective clients. I'm unwilling to play small. I deserve better. They deserve better. I came to do the work that I came to do in this world. And in order to do that, it is on me to stand in my own power, own who I truly am, to say yes to me, to say yes to the divine, to say yes and not shrink away. I am willing to communicate who I am and what I do with my prospective clients. I am willing to invite them in. I'm willing. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. Have a beautiful afternoon, everyone. Go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye, everybody.